I love that little ditty.
I do too. We're just sitting here bopping around and stuff. I know. It's awesome. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rolling With. Well, we did Rolling With Ruby yesterday.
Yes, we did.
If you don't know, we have a couple of podcasts, and Rolling With Ruby, we just did an upload yesterday. But today, we're not rolling.
No,
we're actually staying still, and it's called Engines Off.
Yes.
So we're doing our Engines Off episode. Our next one, we've got a really great guest.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited, from Canada.
Yes.
Awesome. So I guess, does that make us international?
Maybe.
Nice. So before we introduce Vanessa and bring her out here, we just kind of want to talk about what it is that we do and encourage you to check out some of the other things, because we do a lot of stuff, don't we, Sam?
We do a lot of stuff.
So besides making videos and putting them on our YouTube channel, with products, we also make videos and have a subscription to a video library where you can, it's more about the physical.
Yes, physical aspect of caregiving. Yep. It's in our library. We have over 200 videos there. We're trying to make it as inexpensive for people as we can.
Yep.
AECorner.com. You can get on there for $10 a month. You can cancel anytime, but it's the whole gamut of how you physically take care of a loved one.
Yeah. So go check us out. If you're not following us on Facebook, make sure you do that, or LinkedIn, wherever you get your social media. I mean, we're even two old ladies on TikTok.
And
so
kicking and screaming on TikTok.
So there's our website. So if you got our, go to our website, aecorner.com. Mm-hmm. We got lots of stuff there. We've got a shop where we've got, you can get some of the products that are featured in our videos, and some products that we don't even have featured in our videos.
That's exactly
so
right.
So we got with the Superstore, which is what you're seeing on the screen now. Mm-hmm. And that's got kind of the, it features kind of the original videos that we made. We started off with back in the day.
And
their products. And then and they're very supportive. They've been supporting us over the years and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate them. We've got them on there.
Yes.
And then we also have a boutique, what we call AE Corner Boutique. And the boutique has more of those smaller company products that you can find. You'll see in our videos, and that you can go there and find. You click on watch our video, or you can click on the link and it will redirect you to that that page, to that shop page. So and then you can make your purchase from there. So make sure you do that. Check out our shops. And let's tell them a little bit about what we've got coming up.
Oh, we've got the expo in June in Chicago.
Yeah.
We are excited about that.
Yep.
If anybody is in that area, we would love for you to come by and say hello.
Yep.
We always have a good time. Always
we do.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
So we'll have lots of different products there. We'll be available to answer questions, and we're going to be, I don't know, we're just going to be partying in our booth.
We are. You know, and try to raise people's awareness of products that are out there.
Absolutely.
There's so many products out there that sometimes people don't know. I mean, we don't even know,
right?
But we've got these products, and so you know, if you've got a question, come up and ask us. Maybe we don't know the answer, but we could at least point you in the right direction.
And if you haven't been to an Abilities Expo, it's awesome. There's
no
so
doubt.
Much information there. It's just, we love it. We're like kids in a candy shop.
Yep.
We love meeting the people. We love seeing all of the wonderful items that are there to help
people.
Creative people and caregivers, just with
resources.
Yes, and resources.
With that resources
functional
there.
Independence. Just amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah. So come by and say hi if you're in the area.
Right.
We're going to try and do a couple more Abilities Expos throughout the year,
yes.
or at least a couple other presentations like that throughout the year. So, you know,
follow us and we'll let you know where we're going to be. And hopefully, we'd love to meet some.
And if
guys.
You've got a product that you'd like us to review, you know, reach out to us and maybe we can review it. And
absolutely.
Perhaps we could take it along with us to some of the presentations and expos that we'll be going to.
Yeah.
So we've got, looks like Rocky's in the audience. Hey, Raquel and Janice. Hi, Janice. It's good to see you.
Yes.
And we've got
that little thing,
Yolanda.
Hey, yes.
Good morning.
We've got
That's awesome.
We've got Janice with us today.
Yep.
Hey, Janice.
Yeah, excellent. Towsie Brands.
That's right.
Towsie Rocks.
That's right.
I love it. All right. So, Sin, you think you're ready to get started?
Yes.
Bring on our guest.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. I wrote a little piece for her, so I'm going to go ahead and read it.
All right.
So, today's guest is someone who truly embodies heart, resilience, and purpose-driven leadership. Vanessa Vargas began her career as a personal support worker in Ontario's Halton region, where she quickly recognized a deep need for compassionate, consistent, and human-centered care. That realization sparked the creation of her own agency, PSW to the Rescue.
That's right.
A business built not just on caregiving, but on dignity, connection, and meaningful relationship with both clients and their families. Vanessa's journey didn't stop there. Over the years, she's transformed her frontline caregiver to entrepreneur. We love that.
Yes.
Speaker and community builder, all while continuing to advance for collaboration, kindness, and empowerment. She's a proud member of the Zonta Club of Burlington, a champion for local entrepreneurs and an example of what happens when you lead with the heart. Vanessa's here with us today to share how her passion for care turned into a mission for connection and how she's helping others step into their own greatness, one relationship at a time. Vanessa, welcome to the show.
Yay. How are you doing today, Vanessa?
We've got you on mute. You're on mute. Can you unmute yourself? Vanessa's coming to us from
there.
She's a busy woman.
Hi, Vanessa.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Thanks. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Cindy and Christine. It's very an honor to be here with you ladies. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
We're just going to jump right into the questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're in the hot seat today.
That's right. Literally, you're in the hot seat.
I'm in the hot seat.
Awesome. So, Vanessa, your journey from personal support worker to agency owner and now the community connector is truly inspiring. You've clearly seen firsthand the gaps in the caregiving services, especially when it comes to consistency and dignity. Mm-hmm. What was the moment or experience that sparked the idea for PSW to the Rescue? And how did you know it was time to take the leap from caregiver to entrepreneur?
So, it wasn't one big moment. It was a series of small, powerful ones. I kept seeing families overwhelmed, unsure of who to trust, and seniors feeling like another name on a schedule.
Right.
One day after a visit, I sat in my car, where I'm doing right now. there has to be a better way to create care. And that's when the idea started to grow on me. A service built on real connection, consistency, and heart. I didn't wait until I had a business plan.
Yeah.
I follow my heart. And deep down, I knew that if I didn't build this, those families who were falling through the cracks, they needed more help. So here I am, rescuing one family at a time.
I love that. It's so, from caregiver to entrepreneur, it's that, and that one family at a time. You know, in business, people tend to talk about scaling, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of takes the humanity out of it, you know, but whenever I hear you talking about your business now is one family at a time.
Right.
I mean, it's healthcare, right? It's taking care of other human beings. And you can't just scale something like that.
Right.
It really has to be one person at a time, one family at a time, you know, to be able to provide the care and the service that they need.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa, I think we've lost you a minute. Are
yep.
you there? We go. Whoop. Hang on, we may have lost Vanessa. We're gonna try to get her back here.
You know what she's saying though, Cindy, as home health therapists, that we see that. I mean, that's kind of our business, right? Where we're like, you know, we know that what the right tool in the right situation, that it can be a game changer.
Yes, absolutely.
For some people, you know, and not even just at home, but maybe for when they're out in the community, people out in the community too.
Yes.
Because it's about functional independence and it's about dignity.
Yeah. And the thing is it's one size does not fit all.
That's exactly right.
And it just can't be a cookie cutter.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So we appreciate you doing that, Vanessa. And, you know, so that one, you know, can you think of that? Can you think of that time when that one where you're like, wait a minute, something's got to change here. I need to get the message out, you know, to more people that aren't my family or that aren't you know, that aren't my, the people that I'm caring for. Can you think of that one instance
pivotal,
when that happened?
Moment for you.
So I was about to leave a client's home, and one of the daughters came up to me and gave me a big hug. And she said, "Vanessa, you're now part of the family." And aww, that day was like, oh my God, wow, wow. Yeah. Like, I'm making a difference here, and they can see it. And they feel seen and heard. So I can see the relief in the daughter's face that she had when she gave me the hug. It was a genuine hug. It was like, thank you for coming and showing up every day to give my parents the care that you do. And not just the care. She's like, the way you talk to them and then the way you look after them. So she really can resonate. And she can see that, that I wasn't just showing up to do my work. I treated them like a person and not just a number or a name on a schedule.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, Vanessa, when we had talked to you before, you had talked about, and I love this, about the fact that with your business, you wanted to make sure the continuity of care was there, the compassion was there, and you go those extra special steps to, you know, send pictures and give updates. You know, so many times in healthcare, again, it's just kind of, you kind of get run through this process. There's a lot of miscommunication. There's not a lot of follow-up. There's, you know, things like that. But when you were talking about how, again, you're, the continuity of care is huge, is huge, you know, with some of the other agencies, you've got all kinds of people rolling through one home, you know, and it's very difficult.
Yeah. So I saw the difference when there were times that they would give me the clients like 2-3 times a week when I used to work for the community, and I can see the benefits they would get out of the same continuity. They didn't have to teach me. They didn't have to take time off their work time and come and teach me, because not everybody is the same. Not every family is the same. Right. Every family has a unique care they need for their loved ones. So it helped them so much. So I really took that into consideration and said, wow, okay, this is what they feel, relieved, they feel seen and heard. So I'm going to create something that they can benefit from. So not just, you know, from one person, but also, you know, put in everyone, whoever wants to be involved in the care, in a group chat and reports of what the care was done that day. So they can share what else they want on the care, because it's so important to know what they need in order for their parents to be okay. Like, it gives the children a peace of mind. And to me, that's, you know, if I can be peace of mind to the family, that's it. It's, my cup is full. And just see their smile. It's, it makes me so happy.
It's such a win-win situation, isn't it, Vanessa?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I love that. Now, you're in Canada, so it's kind of, I don't know, comforting to know that we're all in this together, regardless of what country you're in, you know, that, that caregiving, it, you know, it's no joke. It is, it, you know, and it, there's a need for your services, for the resources, you know, there's a big need for it, regardless of where you're at, because it does take a village. It feels like it takes a village to, you know, to caregive properly. Right. So it's very comforting to know that we aren't in this alone, you know, and as caregivers from the United States or caregivers anywhere in the world, you know, it's very comforting to know that, that we're all in this together. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you had mentioned that you are doing a few other things besides just, you know, the business, like some speaking opportunities and things like that. You want to share that a little bit about what kind of turned you in that direction and what type of things that you're doing? We're going to get her. I think we lost her again, but we're going to get her back here in just a second.
She's busy.
She's very busy.
In the car, and she's got things to do. So we are very touched that she is on the show with us. So,
But I think she was mentioning to us, her passion with speaking engagements and trying to kind of encourage other people to, you know, recognize what's going on in the caregiving realm and those types of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very, very awesome. You want to tell us, Vanessa, a little bit about kind of your pivot toward, you know, some speaking engagements and networking and what you're doing in that realm?
Yeah, so this all started with doing some networking events and doing business development for my company, getting my name out there and trying for other working together with other business owners around the area. So I just kind of noticed they also wanted to get their name out there, and I saw the need. So I created a Facebook group where all our business owners around the area that we serve and the community here in Oakville, Ontario, where I am, and they are really grateful for it. And then that's how I was able to get like speaking engagements, because they saw me online very active and how I genuinely wanted to help them, because I saw that it worked for me. So I said, why don't I just share this with others? Because if you share what you know, people appreciate what you do for them. So I noticed and I started to sharing, and then I got a good response of the community, because we all want to help the people in the community. And that's how I put it to them. I said, you know, I don't want to gain anything from you. I want to, you know, educate the community around us, because so many people need to be educated what's around us. We often live in a little bubble and we don't know what's around. And there were two people that came to the networking I created. They were in the same plaza and they didn't even know each other. And I said, oh my God, this is a great way to meet other businesses local in your area, and you can work together and help each other. So it's not just about, you know, you having your business. It's about helping the people in the community, because that's what everyone started their passion, right? With in mind of helping others. So, you know, don't be afraid to come out and meet other new business owners, because they're also afraid like you. Like when I first started my first networking event, I was scared to walk in a room full of people that I didn't even know. It's scary. Because immediately you go in your mind, oh my God, they're going to judge me. That's it. You're going to go in the dark space and you say, okay, these people are going to judge me. But no, they also want to learn from you. So don't be scared to step out of your comfort zone and meet other business people, because magical things can happen. Like I was telling you, Cindy and Christina, like I'm going to be on stage on the Oakville Performing Arts.
And this is so cool.
Yes, I'm so excited. And just talking about my life, how I'll give you a little sneak peek. It's like how a little girl from Peru became the butterfly of Canada. So, yes. And
I love that.
Thank you.
Hey, Vanessa, we had somebody in the audience was asking what exactly would be your model, your business model then with the PSW? Or even with the speaking engagement and the networking?
So my business model is, you know, help everyone that needs help, like either a home or hospitals or retirement home. And then I would, with the business, is just working with each other, not just collecting business cards, but go out for a coffee, because that's where the real magic happened. I connected with you a while back and I kept saying, I'm scared. Like, I don't know if they will talk to me or not. Right. So it's just go for it. You know, you never know what you're going to expect from people. Right. So I was kind of scared to talk to you ladies at the beginning, but I said, you know what? I have nothing to lose. And here we are now. I'll talk later. Right. So
I know that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, if you don't ask, you don't, you know, the answer's always no, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we're really glad that you reached out to us. You know, one thing, too, about networking and coming together, you know, because Cindy and I always say when we first started, we were like, you know, we don't want the whole pie, right? Because we're in healthcare. Yeah. We don't want the whole pie. We just want a piece to make a living doing what we love. Right. I mean, who wouldn't want that kind of job, right? And so what we have found is we have, in our network of people, mm-hmm. we have found like-minded people that have that same thing. They don't want the whole pie. They just need a small piece to make a living doing what they love.
Right.
You know, so in doing that, we found all of these resources. Because we're not trying, we're trying to help people. We're not trying to hoard all the information. We're about disseminating information, right? So with your network, have you found a lot of resources? Now, we kind of talked about resources whenever we were on the phone last time, mm-hmm. and we were started talking about those lending closets and everything. What other kind of resources have you found that you pass along, the information you pass along to your clients?
So I do a lot of networking, and I get to meet business people in the same area that they have the passion. First, I talk to them and see if they have the passion, because it's so important to send people the right information and the right person. Often, right. we don't know who the right person is to, so they look up to the experts to know who the right person is. And every time I go to a networking event, I meet such a wonderful people with a good heart, and they have the passion. So it's just, you need to get out there, because they also want to share their passion with other people. Yeah. And you don't even know if you don't get yourself out there. And I always encourage people, you know, you have a business and you want to share it with the world, come out and talk about it, because if you don't talk about mm-hmm. it, how do people are going to know about your business?
Right? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what are for caregivers in Canada, what are the resources like? Are there a lot of them? I'm sure it's similar to here, that there's a lot of them. There's just kind of hard to find for the family resources. Are there a lot of resources in Canada for family caregivers and for seniors and people living with disabilities?
Yeah, so like if you go, especially when you go to the hospital and they send you home, they give you a list of, you know, companies to call or services that you need to mm-hmm. reach, the agencies, physiotherapists, they send you with a social worker and then just give you all the information around the area, right? And then, for some people it's not enough, they go on Google, right?
Yeah.
And then Google is our savior.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And I also would say, like, go with the reviews, like always go with your gut, because I found it like, I know this is not totally related, but when I bought my house and my mortgage mm-hmm. agent gave me a name of three lawyers, real estate lawyers, I interviewed them, all three of them, and I just kind of went with my gut, because I have no clue about law. But it always, you have to go whoever you're comfortable with and who makes you feel safe. So I look at it like that in everything I do in life. So,
that's fantastic. And you know, with family, with the loved one or the patient or the client, mm-hmm. you know, they're kind of in a vulnerable position. So finding that resources tends to be up to the family caregiver or to the caregiver, you know, so it's getting that information out there, you know, and so I can see we're networking with other healthcare people, you know, and being aware of other businesses because we've got like a handyman business that started in our area. Mm-hmm. And so we're giving out his name all the time in our area, you know, or even like the area agencies on aging that mm-hmm. we have here. You know, a lot of people don't know that your area, who your area agency on aging is. So that's something that is crucial. Yeah, because mm-hmm. the, you know, as the patient, their job is to get better, right? Is to recover. Yeah. And so all of that falls on the family caregiver. And when 40% of family caregivers don't identify as caregivers, you know, when do you stop? You know, when somebody needs to start advocating for that, you know, for that patient or for their loved one right away. Right. And so identifying as a caregiver, I think is really critical too. Mm-hmm. So Vanessa, my next question, you've mentioned that these new opportunities from speaking engagements to panel discussions are a path you never imagined when you first started that you would be doing. What's been the most surprising lesson or personal growth moment for you as you've expanded your role beyond caregiving into leadership or community building?
Oh my God, I inspire so many people. People came up to me, Vanessa, I came here because of you. I wanted to meet you in person. I saw your videos and how you're engaging with us. And I was like, oh my God. but you need to be out here for your business, not just about me. She's like, but you gave me the courage to come out and be here to speak about my business. And to me, I was like, wow, I can't believe like they're actually listening to me and they're coming out here. So I even tried to, when I go to events, I try to take a picture of the food to see, look what you're missing. This is the next
event. Right? Excellent.
Because we eat with an eyes, right?
Yes,
like,
yeah.
When I go to the restaurant and I see the menu, I'm like, I want this, I want this. And then everything is in front of me, like I'm full. But this is how I try to captivate them. I said, look, you need to be out here talking about your business because how people are going to find you. And if you do a wonderful business, people need to know about it because people want to know the right person to connect with. And it's so important. And I'm so grateful that I have such a great community. Like I even created, I have a WhatsApp group and I have about 40 ladies. And they're like my VIP list. So I can text them anytime and they do all different kinds of business. And I feel like I reach out to them anytime. So if if you can do like a little group chat, a WhatsApp group, and then have those special people that you can rely on, it's so important. And I don't feel so alone being an entrepreneur anymore because I have that. And it's, I can, like I know how families feel that way too, so if you know a handful of people that you can trust, you know, keep them close to you, and that's I think that's why my journey is working so much, because I have I have people behind me that can support me and guide me through that. I don't know everything, but I do have a group of friends that, you know, they're there cheering me on.
That's awesome. You know, and what we found in our networking groups is that you know, nobody's going to get out of this life without caregiving at some point in time, right? Most people will be a caregiver at some point in time, maybe to your parents or, you know, to you know, to neighbor, a spouse or a neighbor, a niece or a nephew or an aunt or an uncle, and so nobody's going to get out of it. So when you have that network, you always you still have those people that will, even though it's a business network, people will still come and ask you questions about that in particular. There was another question, speaking of that, about caregivers. What would you tell a caregiver? What would you in particular tell a caregiver that's a first time caregiver, that they're new to the caregiving world? What would you tell them? What would your advice be?
Oh my God. Wow.
There's a lot in there.
No pressure. I would just say, like, if someone's going through the first time, it's not easy. Like, well, if you don't have any like social workers or anyone that you're not working with right now, I would say go on social media and Google and just look at the reviews of, you know, what other people are saying about that agency that you need to hire. Because when your loved one gets sick, it's not easy. And also, I should have said this before, but start looking before it happens. Because when it happens, your loved ones are sick. And it's kind of too late. Like, you're in a rush. You want somebody yesterday, not today.
Right.
So, if starting early, you know, looking at the signs and patterns, if you notice something they're forgetting and they're not, it's not their usual routine, that's the start of something. So you need to start preparing yourself. I know, and I've seen this a million times, like people, families, they are in denial. No, my father is okay. My mother is okay. But you need to accept that they're getting older. And, you know, that's the course of life. And then just going to get worse. But so you need to look, as soon as you see a sign, start looking for help to wait, like a support. Start looking for support. Don't wait till it's too late.
Yeah, because they're out there. Yeah, they're out there. You just got to, you just got to kind of, raise your awareness that it's a whole industry out there. And there's a lot of people out there that want to help you. You know, we're going to, we've got to,
commercial we want to go to here, but I want to, I kind of want to preface it because caregiving is hard on a body, you know, and first time caregivers, I mean, the burnout is a thing. It is real, you know, so caregivers, you need to take care of yourself. And so I'm going to toss it to our next commercial because this is going to be the Towsie.
The comfy.
Yes.
The comfy
yes.
That I've got right
so
behind
that,
me.
Yeah, so that you can take, so that caregivers can help take care of themselves.
Falling asleep with your neck in the wrong position can be a real pain in the neck. Literally, people of all ages are falling for Towsie. Towsie gives you the comfort you've always dreamed of. Go to TowsieBrands.com and get your comfort on.
Get your comfort on,
that's
caregivers.
Right. We love our Towsies.
Yeah, we do. Cindy, we just got back from vacation a couple of weeks ago, and Cindy took her Towsie everywhere.
On the airplane.
We went on the airplane. We went on a cruise. That's right.
Yep.
In the car. Yep. Yep. So, yeah. If you haven't seen Towsie, make sure you check it out. It's awesome
nice.
Product. And what a great
low
way.
Low back and cervical support system.
Yeah. What a great way to support the people that support.
I'm saying,
loved ones.
Yes, I'm saying cervical. Sorry, neck support system. Neck and low back. Can't get out of therapy.
That's exactly right. That's right. So, Vanessa, it's clear that giving back is woven into both your professional and personal life, especially through your involvement with the Zonta Club of Burlington and your dedication to supporting others. How has service and community involvement shaped the way you lead, both with PSW to the Rescue and in your broader mission to help people step into their own greatness?
Oh my God. It's just so amazing to see like how people react to our generosity, like just being there, giving your time, how they appreciate you just being there. Like it means a lot to them. They're going through a hard time and just come in and take time out of their day to spend it with them. It's just so rewarding. You know, it's just the time that you're giving. That's it. That's all they want. Like, just be there and support them and be a part of their day. It's such a great feeling. It fills my cup. Like, there and I was like, oh my God, wow, I got to take it all this in because it just feels so magical. And just, it takes a little thing, just being there, your time. That's it. That's all it takes. You know,
You know, Vanessa, I wanted to add too, because when you said it fills your cup, as a caregiver, you know, that's what I've done for 32 years.
A professional caregiver.
Yeah. And I like the fact that as a business owner, you are making sure your focus is on making sure that, you know, the continuity of care and all is there for the client. But really, as a caregiver, that is beneficial for me too, because, you know, when you're switching from client to client to client, when you have a relationship, you know, as long as that relationship is a good one, that's a blessing for the caregiver too, you know, because maybe not all caregivers feel this way, but I love that time that I get to spend with my clients.
Yeah.
And it's the time, you know, I don't like rushing in and rushing out. So if I have continuity of care and I get to see them, that fills my cup as well, you know? And so it's not only helping my client, but it's helping me because that's why I'm doing it. That's why I'm doing it. So
absolutely.
Yep. So I appreciate that as a business owner. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love that. Yep. So Vanessa, we got one more commercial we want to go to, and then when we come back, we're going to check the audience and see if we have any questions and answer their questions, and then we'll wrap it up from there. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
So as you can see, you can grab the loops, and with the weights, it's going to allow that towel to stay. You don't have to grasp the towel. You don't have to grab.
And mobility towel, right?
Yes, love that mobility towel.
I know. It's so great for helping people that have weak grip.
Yeah, difficulty holding on to that towel when drying off. Mobility towel is what you need to check out.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to look through
comments and questions. And so I'm going to ask these out loud. So everybody just kind of feel free to jump in since we're all caregivers here, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Raquel said, I found more of a challenge with my father. More than anything, men are reluctant to receive care. Mm-hmm. Comments?
Comments? Yeah, let's see. We need to be polite.
That's right. Yeah. The guys in the audience.
I'm just teasing.
Not really. Yes.
Well, they're yeah, Vanessa, often... anything you want
to? Yeah. So often they think that you're trying to take away their who they are, the person who they are, but really you want to help them. So you just kind of let them know, you know, we're here to support you, add support to your journey, because it's not easy. They're getting old and they're scared. So you just got to show them, you know, we're bringing extra people so you can have a better way of living. We're not taking over your life because it's everything is changing, right? We're, we're getting old. Our balance is not good, not the greatest. Yep. Even I forget sometimes when I stand in the fridge and I go, huh, why am I here for? Right? So it's very common, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, very
so true. Absolutely. And I think, I think, you know, it just kind of goes back to what we're always saying is that we try to help people maintain their functional end because the goal is to age in place, right? Nobody wants to go to a nursing home. And so aging in place is the goal. Mm-hmm. And so finding ways that can help your loved one age safely in place, finding their functional independence, right? So functional independence might not look like what it looked like when you were 21. That's right. You know, you don't just throw back the covers anymore and hop out of bed and hit the ground running, right? Yeah. At least I don't.
Yeah.
You know, now you got to kind of throw back the covers, put your feet on the floor, make sure everything's going to be okay, you know, and slowly unfold.
Yeah.
You know, and so it looks a little bit different, but guess what? It still gets the job done, right? Mm-hmm. We're still getting out of bed. It just doesn't look the same as it used to when I was 21, but it's still functional independence. And that always leads to dignity.
Right.
And I think caring for anybody in particular, mm-hmm. but maybe men in particular, they've been so independent and maybe they have a family and that family has looked to them for strength and, you know, and care and protection and stuff. So now maybe their functional independence looks a little bit different.
Right.
And so they maybe need a little bit of help. Maybe they need a piece of adaptive equipment and that stigma that comes with it, I think, is really what is hard for anybody really to grasp.
Right.
But if you can find that functional independence and what can we do to keep you aging safely in place, that's always, always, always going to be, it's going to help with your dignity.
Right.
I've been doing this my whole life as an adult and now I need help.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, that alone, I think would be, it is hard situation. It's hard for anybody,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, but I think especially men.
Yeah. You know, and interesting, we had talked to, off the top of my head, I can't remember. We were talking to somebody about her husband and needing caregiving and the fact that one of the focuses she had was making sure there was something that he was still in charge of and he was the go-to and he was, you know, that type of thing, just because it's important.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it's male or female. You know, because like you said, you know, we all have things that we do and have control of during our life. And as we age, we start losing some of that control. So anything that we can allow those individuals to continue to hang on to, even if it's one thing, this is what you're in charge of. And I'm coming to you for this thing is very important. Very important.
Yeah. We got another question. It says, do you service people? I care. Let's see. I'm seeing more private caregivers in facilities.
Oh, in care facilities.
Do you service people in care communities? I'm seeing more private caregiving in facility. You want to take that one, Vanessa, being from Canada, are you seeing that?
Yes. Do you service? So yes, but my service is private. I don't work with the government. Yes.
That's kind of the way it is here. It feels like a lot of that, you go into the hospital or the nursing home for rehabilitation, and you get skilled care, right? That's where we work, right? So you get that skilled care. And then when you leave, when you bring your loved one home,
that skilled care, a lot of it, mm-hmm. you know, you need as the caregiver, you've got to learn how to do that.
Right.
It falls on the caregiver's shoulders. And so, you know, that's where, you know, knowing that you need to probably continue that care right. into the home and calling in that skilled care
right.
Where they can also train you
yeah.
in
yeah.
the home, because it looks different in a facility right. than it does, you know, at home.
Right. And Vanessa, I'm not sure about in Canada, but like here in the States, people get very confused about what is covered under our insurance programs and what is not. And it's really the skilled care. So the more non-medical homemaker assistance is not covered usually under, well, it's not covered under Medicare, maybe some long-term insurance coverage. Mm-hmm. But so it's very confusing, and people,
yeah.
like you said, wait till the last minute and realize, yeah. oh, I've got major gaps in the care that I'm going to have to give my mother now that I've brought her home, yeah. you know? So it's always very important to educate yourself on what's happening in that realm. For example, if you're in the United States, you need to find out, you know, what insurance do you have, and really dig into what do they seriously cover? Because I'm going to tell you right now, insurance in the States does not cover 24/7 caregiving. It doesn't cover 8 hours a day. It probably doesn't cover 2 hours a day, mm-hmm. you know? So you really got to educate yourself on what does that look like? Especially if you have somebody that's aging that you're going to be caring for, what does that look like if I have to bring them home and they need 24-hour care?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
When you go to the hospital, like when you have a fall, mm-hmm. they send you with some help, but you still need to pay private. Yes. They don't cover 24 hours.
That's right.
And you need to pay out of pocket. So they'll help you with some hours here and there. Depending on the situation, they will give you like 2 hours, one to wash in the morning and one to wash at night. Mm-hmm. It all depends mm-hmm. on the condition of the person. So everybody's unique. So,
yeah.
And then that's when you need the extra help, the private care.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's me.
Absolutely.
And so yeah. it all depends yeah. on the care that you need. Mm-hmm. So it's, and I find it that it's when you go to the hospital, it's when they're sending you home with help. Mm-hmm. But again, you can talk to your doctor.
Yeah, right.
Talk to your family doctor and then tell them what you have seen in your parents and what you can do about it, because the doctors are the ones that have all the resources at their hands, right? They have connection with the hospital, yeah. physiotherapist, yeah. and all the medical disciplinary team mm-hmm. at their disposal, yeah. right? So I would say the go-to person is talk to your doctor and tell them all the signs that you're seeing, yeah. because... they've seen it all. Yeah. So they're the ones that can gut you
yeah.
better than
And them. If your doctor doesn't know, they won't know how to guide you. And they need to know so that they can make those the appropriate referrals and
right.
stuff. Mm-hmm. Vanessa, we got another question.
Yes.
Do you in Canada, do you guys have resources for families like for hospice? What's hospice like for you guys? If private.
So we do have like hospice houses here that when people are dying, yes. Mm-hmm. We also do help at home. If someone that wants to pass away at home, yeah. we can help with. We have trained palliative care team
okay.
that could help the families navigate that.
Okay. And do how do people find those resources? I guess it's just looking it up, Google like everything else.
Yeah, there's Google, and also talk to your family doctor
okay.
because again, they're connected with the community, right?
Yeah.
So they know who. The right people to call. So.
Okay. Great. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
That's,
you know, it's a great service you're doing, Vanessa.
Yes.
And I would say people need to stay tuned to what you're doing, because
yeah.
as you start to continue to grow your network, you're going to have lots and lots of resources.
Absolutely.
For people. How can they get a hold of you, Vanessa? Where can
yeah.
they find you? Where can our viewers?
So we have our website. PSWtotherescue.com
okay.
and they can see all of our channels, Facebook, Instagram, and they can see all the service that we offer.
Okay.
And there's more information there on our website,
okay.
PSWtotherescue.com.
Okay. And this is
if you need rescuing,
Yeah, you need rescuing. Absolutely.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, this is also being streamed on LinkedIn. So for maybe people that want to network with you, how could they, can they just reach out to you, DM you on?
Yeah, just reach out my name. Yeah, just Vanessa Vargas. Yeah, awesome. That's it.
That's awesome.
And I'm gladly to connect with other business owners because it's so important to know about each other's business because what I don't know, they know. And vice versa, right?
Absolutely.
And we can make a better place for the population, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love
absolutely.
It. Vanessa, yeah. Thanks for reminding us that the real impact starts with compassion and that success isn't just about what we build, but about the lives we touch along the way. Your journey from caregiver to community leader is truly an inspiration. We can't wait to see how you continue to empower others, build bridges, and lead with the heart. And then we and Cindy and I are wishing you all the best for with your upcoming events and beyond. And congratulations on your speaking event. You're going to knock it out of the park.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate your encouragement. And I'll send you ladies a little sneak peek video once it's done.
Yay! Sounds great.
So you can take care.
That's awesome. Thanks, Vanessa. Thanks
Thank
for being with
so
us.
So much. For-
Thank you. Okay, that's all we had for... Yeah, that's Absolutely. All we had for Engines Off.
Yep.
So we will see you guys in the next episode.